now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on this Tuesday, May 24th, 2016, 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White, our web editors, Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, the Army ponders what to do with its bases. It has too much real estate, and a lot of it's in bad condition. More from Assistant Secretary Catherine Hammack. Plus, the Defense Department is not doing a thorough enough job of keeping track of key paperwork about people leaving to work for industry. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But now, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain is looking to his friends in the Senate for a bigger defense budget. McCain wants about $18 billion more in authorized funds, and he'll ask the full Senate for that amount when that defense authorization bill goes to the floor. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me to fill us in on the gambit from Senator McCain. And Scott, this $18 billion would be not in the overseas contingency operations. He wants it in the defense base budget.
He wants it as authorized funds, correct? So this is something that is not, that would be under the sequestration kind of caps. And that makes it a lot more contentious of a subject, especially when it comes to getting Democrats on his side for those kind of things.
So if he asks for $18 billion more than they agreed to in the agreement a couple of years ago, which I guess in some twisted way still applies to now, then they would want $18 billion. The Democrats would want $18 billion more for, what, food stamps or whatever.
Right. It would go toward domestic funding. That's at least what people are assuming right now. And Senator Jack Reed, who's the ranking member on the Senate Armed Services Committee, he said that he would like to see some domestic caps rise as well if they're going to rise or raise the defense spending.
So McCain is looking at the authorization bill, the NDAA, as his vehicle for this. And then so how's he going to do that? And then tell us how that might translate into the appropriations bill, if there is one.
Right, right. So he's going to take that down to the floor. So it's already passed the Senate Armed Services Committee. So he's going to take that, put it, wait until it goes to the whole floor against the 100 senators, and he's going to put an amendment down, and he's going to make kind of an impassioned speech and say, look, this is something that we need. And he said, quote, he wants people to take sides. He wants them to just say, look, I'm for more defense money spending, or I'm not for more defense spending. But along with that, there's other things that he's going to add with those funds. He's going to stop the decrease in Army and Marine Corps
shrinkage,
right, exactly. He's going to accelerate Navy shipbuilding. He wants to build military assistance into Ukraine, and you know, ISIL fighting, those kind of things. So,
well, when you talk about those, that list of items, $18 billion actually doesn't sound like that much.
It doesn't. It's, and you know, that's kind of what the Defense Department said that they needed in between last year's fiscal bill and this year's fiscal bill, the amount of money that they really needed to get to where they wanted to be.
All right. And so therefore, he is going around his own committee, basically, to the floor and saying, I voted for this, our committee passed this, but this is what I really want.
Right. So this is, there's a little bit of a difference here between what the Senate's done and what the House has done. The House, they built this into their House Armed Services Committee bill. And what they did was they took $18 billion out of OCO, that's wartime spending, and they put it into the base budget. So it's still the same amount of money, which is a little bit over $600 billion. But what they're going to do is they're going to take that money, raise you know, the amount of people that are active troops in the Army, things like that. And then they're not putting the extra $18 billion back into OCO. So next year, around April or so, OCO is going to run out of money. There's going to be no money for war. And that's going to force Congress, they're going to have a fiscal cliff right there, to have to pass something for the new president.
Does the recent shooting by drone of the Taliban leader, does that give any credence to the need for OCO money, and maybe that'll galvanize Congress to say, hey, we're on the march here in some of the trouble spots in the world?
Well, we'll see. You know, with those, you know, whenever we kill a new Taliban member or Al-Qaeda member, it always seems like another one just comes up and takes their place, you know, and that's kind of the problem with some of the drone killings is that, you know, there's always these little fires once you stamp a big fire out. But, you know, Secretary Carter has been saying that he thinks this is really a gimmick by the House Armed Services Committee because it leaves the troops out to dry if Congress can't get anything going for next year.
And has the White House weighed in on any of this?
They have. Their statement of administrative policy has also said, they're completely against this and that President Obama would veto it if it came through. Last year, he ended up vetoing the bill, and they ended up finally getting some traction and passing the bill in the final hours.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's reporter, Scott Massioni. So this all seems to bode unwell for the appropriations process, which is going to take place not this week, and then they're on recess during the Memorial Day week, and then beyond that is when they get down to business. And it seems like these kinds of disagreements in the authorization could spell trouble for appropriation.
That's right. So the House Appropriations Defense Committee, they have passed something very similar to what the House is doing. They have $15 billion.
They've passed an appropriations bill.
Yes. And that's something that's $15 billion built in, and they take it out of OCO. So very similar to what the House Armed Services Committee is doing. The Senate bill, we're not sure what they're going to do yet. I think it really depends on what John McCain does. This is kind of his Mr. Smith goes to Washington moment, where he says we need this money, and he really is making an impassioned plea to his constituents on what they need.
And another matter that might hang this up a little bit is about women signing up for selective service, which is something of a cultural issue, I guess, maybe. But now that they are open to all combat roles, what's going on with that one terms of the authorization bill?
So this is something that was very contentious previously. A lot of military officials went against it. But now we have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for it, the Secretary of Defense for it, the leaders of military services that are for it, and John McCain. So it's something that a lot of conservatives still are against. And, you know, they say, women may not be physically as strong as men. And, you know, in a combat situation, it would be harder for a group to rely on each other. A lot of the liberals are for it. Some of the conservatives are against it. But in the House, actually, one of the conservatives put an amendment through that passed. And, he kind of shot himself in the foot there a little bit. The Rules Committee ended up taking that out. So it's not in the House bill, but it's something that's most likely going to pass in the Senate, especially with John McCain behind it.
So they'll have to reconcile that at some point.
Right. So we'll see how that turns out.
Well, it used to be what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Now I guess what's good for the goose is good for the goose. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
You can share this interview with colleagues and read Scott's coverage at federalnewsradio.com. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the Army ponders what to do with its bases. It has too much real estate, and a lot of it's in bad condition. We get more from Assistant Secretary Catherine Hammack. But first, the Defense Department is not doing a thorough enough job of keeping track of key paperwork about people leaving to work for industry. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.